The Marvels, the latest addition to the Marvel Cinematic Universe, marks a pioneering step with its all-female lead cast. Directed by Nia DaCosta, the film intertwines the storylines from the Marvel saga and the Disney Plus series WandaVision and Ms. Marvel, featuring characters Carol Danvers, Monica Rambeau, and Kamala Khan. In the vibrant world of superheroes, the Marvel franchise once again sets itself apart with its latest installment, The Marvels. Released this Wednesday in France, this ambitious film features an all-female cast, a first in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. This work not only continues the storyline of the previous 32 films in the saga, but also interweaves elements from two popular Disney Plus television series, WandaVision and Ms. Marvel. At the heart of the story are Carol Danvers, or Captain Marvel, still portrayed by Brie Larson, accompanied by Monica Rambeau, Teyonah Parris, and Kamala Khan, Iman Vellani, stemming from the aforementioned series. A dynamic and charismatic trio, these women are compelled to collaborate to save the universe following a remarkable bodily switch triggered by an anomaly when they use their superpowers. This scenario, typical of Marvel productions, nevertheless raises questions about the potential saturation of the audience with superhero narratives. Variety even mentions the increasing difficulty of keeping up with the franchise, likening the experience to actual school homework. Faced with these challenges, director Nia DaCosta embarked on a significant creative endeavor. Her goal, to skillfully blend the development of the characters and the advancement of the plot, while paying tribute to their individual journeys. She contemplated the best way to balance these elements to enrich the Marvel Cinematic Universe. However, the film also faced off-screen obstacles. The shooting had to be extended by an additional 4 weeks, and the film's release experienced several delays. Rumors circulated about a takeover of the project by Kevin Feige, the head of the Marvel studio, and about the possible departure of Ms. DaCosta during post-production, although she denied these allegations. Despite these challenges, producer Mary Livanos remains optimistic. According to her, the audience can immerse themselves in this story without being an expert in the Marvel Universe. She also highlights that the film is being released at a time when female-led productions are achieving remarkable success in the United States, citing Barbie and Taylor Swift as examples. As for Nia DaCosta, the youngest director to join Marvel, her approach is steeped in a theme of sisterhood, already present in her acclaimed first film, Little Woods. She views the protagonists of the Marvels as three sisters who must learn to know and support each other, a crucial dynamic in forming a superhero team. Although analysts are skeptical about the blockbuster success of the Marvels, with box office revenue projections in the American market not exceeding $60 million for the opening weekend, the film team remains confident. This daring production represents not only a significant milestone for female representation in the superhero cinematic universe, but it also embodies the spirit of innovation and diversity that continues to drive Marvel. With AFP.